Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, Mary Traveland, my golly, thanks for stopping by this morning. Good morning, everybody. We are broadcasting live today. And, you know, sometimes things don't work the way you want it. I'm in a wonderful broadcast studio, but the ISDN connections just kind of flunked on us somewhere, someplace, and I'll probably be the goat, but there's a problem with the technical side of the thing. So I'm on a landline, I'm on a phone, and or I'm holding a phone, a telephone. Great idea. And so call us. Every part of the program is exactly the same. I'm broadcasting today from San Antonio, radio station WOAI, another one of the big legendary stations. I've had the blessing in my life of broadcasting from three different 50,000-watt stations. Of course, WBAP, the big dog in town, but borrowing a studio today because I'm finishing the printing of my book down here. We have two more press checks out of 44. I've been here 2 weeks. I feel like I know San Antonio better than I know my family right now. Anyway, please call us if you will. I would love to have a call. I need some calls. We're going to do Steve Huddleston's Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report in just a moment, and then we will come directly to you. The phone number, toll-free, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call now. Please. There's enough angst in my life. I just need some normal phone calls coming on in. I'm really hoping. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We are entertaining any and all topics on outdoor landscaping, gardening, houseplants, fruit, vegetables, whatever it might be. So do give us a call. Let's take our first call, which would be, of course, as it always is on Sunday morning, from the senior horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where spring is in the air. It's Steve Huddleston. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, what's going on for you guys?
Well, I think spring has finally arrived, and my goodness, I think the premier blooming shrub of the week this past week and on through this week is Viburnum burkwoodii. We have a number of these throughout the garden. This is a tall shrub. It's about 6 to 8 feet tall that is semi-evergreen. It does well in full sun or dappled shade in moist, well-drained soil. This time of the year, it is just covered with these 3.5-inch wide clusters of waxy white flowers that have an absolutely wonderful fragrance. This is a shrub that can be used as an accent plant, as a screen, or as a backdrop for smaller shrubs. And in particular, we have a nice collection of them at the main entrance to the garden and in the Four Seasons garden.
This is a beautiful northern viburnum that we can use in Texas. Some of the northern types don't do very well. This one does very well for you.
Yeah.
The bigger problem is probably going to be in finding it, isn't it? It's not terrifically common unless you get into probably an independent retail garden center that has some unusual plants. What do you think?
Yes.
All right, tell us about Four Nerve Daisy. What an unusual name.
Well, I have the nerve to talk about that.
Good.
It is a small native plant. It's blooming throughout the garden now. It's a little perennial, only 8 to 10 inches tall, with yellow daisy-like flowers, spring through fall. Heaviest blooming is in the spring and the fall. It's a low-water-use plant that prefers excellent drainage, and as I said, it is a Texas native.
That's good. Four Nerve Daisy, folks. And then butterflies in the garden. Gosh, Steve, it seems like just moments ago that you were saying it will start soon. Go ahead and pre-order your tickets, but that's not the case much longer, is it?
No, this is the last full week for butterflies in the garden. The exhibit ends next Sunday, the 6th, and by then we will have released 12,000 live butterflies into that conservatory. The exhibit is open daily, 10 to 4. Tickets can be purchased in advance online through a link on our website or on-site at the Garden Center. All tickets are timed entrance. And let me say something else next Saturday. I need to stress this. Next Saturday, the 5th, is our spring plant sale. Big, big event. We will have lots of annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, and vines, fruit trees, vegetables at this very popular sale. It is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this coming Saturday, April 5th.
Steve, we are 1 week delayed because of my press checks down here in sending out eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, and I know you have Carolyn's email. If you have not already sent her that notification thinking that it would have been too late, an event for us, please do, and we'll get it in because it's going out this Thursday. Timing could not be better for you. We did that just for you, Steve.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, that's the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, and Steve is about to tell you how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, the website is fwbg.org, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the initials, fwbg.org. And, Steve, do you have information on the plant sale there as well?
Oh, yes, yes, it's all
over. I thought you might, yeah. 24-hour information number is?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. Appreciate very much your bringing us up to speed on everything at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Steve Huddleston there, and that report is sponsored this week by the great people at Half Price Books. I am so proud to have them as sponsors. I've had them as sponsors for many years now, and I have been a customer since about the first 4 or 5 weeks that they were open. Clear back in the 70s, the early 70s. Half Price Books is everyone's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices, including newly released bestsellers, now available in all Half Price Books locations. Now listen to this, because Earth Day is coming up in April, and to celebrate Earth Day, what better place than Half Price Books, the original book recycling. Half Price Books is once again encouraging you to go bagless. For every customer who chooses not to take a disposable shopping bag or who brings in a reusable bag, Half Price Books will make a donation to a local environmental group that makes a difference in our community. You can see the store for details, any of the stores in the Metroplex, 19 of them. Half Price Books has been reading and recycling since 1972. That's how long. Wow. Visit them soon. Don't forget to bring in books, music, and movies you've enjoyed already. You're doing your spring house cleaning, so you can keep the cycle going. Half Price Books. So slip on your Earth Day shoes. Take a stroll around your neighborhood. Half Price Books today. There are, 19 in the Metroplex, and you know right where they are. I've already spotted the one here in San Antonio. Intend to get by if I possibly can. HPB.com. Half Price Books.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right. Good deal, Steve. Thank you very, very much. Please let me explain once again that I'm broadcasting from a remote location in San Antonio. We thought we would have a normal broadcast line, ISDN line, and somewhere there's a technical glitch, and that didn't happen, so I'm on a landline. Probably doesn't sound quite as good as it would otherwise. I'm sure it doesn't, but I appreciate your hanging with me. We are live on this last Sunday of March, and I would love to have some phone calls from you. Well, you just need to make one. You don't have to be... You don't have to be obsessive about it. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The printing of my book has been a labor of love, but I'll tell you, it's like a lot of labor that ladies go through, I suppose. I can't equate the two at all, but I'll tell you, the press checks every 5 or 6 hours, 24/7 for 2 weeks, is enough to make you kind of tired at the end of that time. I took my wife out last night. We stopped at a store that she likes a lot. She came to San Antonio to help me drive home, frankly. I'll be very candid. And I'm sitting there working on my iPhone and didn't realize that my truck lights had come on and my truck died right there in a parking lot surrounded by cars because there was a restaurant nearby and a ladies' clothing shop. What are my odds of getting somebody to bring some jumper cables because I didn't have any, and a good Samaritan in San Antonio. The nicest people. Texans are wonderful. Let's go to our phone lines. Now we have Albert in Dallas. Albert, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I've used to grow some real good okra north of Vernon, and about sometimes they get 9 feet tall. In the last few years, they've got knots all over the roots, and I've heard it's nematodes. I was just wondering what's a good to get rid of those.
Well, they're difficult to eliminate. What you have to do to get the best possible chance of reducing the population, Albert, is to plant a cereal type rye like Elbon, ELBON. Elbon rye traps nematodes in its root system, and you plant it in October, plow it under in January or early February, so you're not going to be able to do it this year until fall, you really need to move your okra patch somewhere else because they're going to persist in the soil. No plant that you will ever grow will be more likely to have nematodes than okra will. Nematodes will not be so much of a problem on early vegetables, the leafy crops and the early root crops like carrots and radishes. Won't be a problem on lettuce, but they're a real problem on beans and tomatoes and especially okra, any of the hot weather plants or warm weather plants. But then we don't have a product any longer. It's been 20 years since we had a product you could put on the soil to kill nematodes.
There's no chemicals you can put on them then.
No, sir. Not for the last 20 years, unfortunately. I wish I had something. It'd be good. So you need to move your plot somewhere else, buy your okra for a year. And I'm not sure that just using the rye is going to get rid of the nematodes enough that okra will succeed. I think you're probably going to have to abandon that space to okra and grow other crops there.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you. I'd love to have a better answer. Have a good day. Thank you, sir. All right. I am looking at the morning sun straight in this window, and I cannot see a silly thing. Can't even tell what time it is. I guess I'll take a break, and maybe I can relocate myself a little bit here. We moved at the last instant into a different studio. Actually, it's the sports studio of the WAI family in San Antonio. So, anyway, I'm grateful for their allowing me to come into their studios. Yesterday it worked really well, but we've had some kind of a technical glitch. Broadcasting over WBAP in Dallas-Fort Worth and right to your ears. Thank you. I need to tell you, my book is so close. We've had 44 press there are 44 press checks, two more today, and those will be the last two. This book is going to be beautiful. I'm really happy with it. It's being printed at Clear Visions in San Antonio, and they are really good. I went to the bindery, Universal Book Bindery, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and saw where it will be finished. And, folks, this is an exciting process. I've been documenting it on my Facebook page to show you how much is involved in producing a book. This is the first time that I have self-published, and so this book is not going to be in stores, nor will it be sold on Amazon. The only way you can get it is through my magazine office, which, by the way, will be open until 10 o'clock today. The book is normally $32.95. It is on sale until 10 today at $28.95 plus sales tax and the $7 shipping charge. There's a better deal for you if you would like to save a great deal on my magazine at the same time that you're buying the book. The two of them, a $56.90 value, the two of them together, just $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed. There are 840 of my photographs in the book. It combines everything I have ever written. It is not a revised version of The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's a completely redone book. It covers the same topics, but so much better and 23 years younger, that much more up to date. Again, the book alone is $28.95, and the book and magazine together, $42.95. 1-800-752-GROW, or you can order online anytime today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand, sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Oh, and they are the best people. You're gonna be really grateful for that referral. Let me tell you right now about Scott's Turf Builder. It's their recovery program, a very important message on behalf of Scott's Miracle-Gro. Texas has, if you hadn't noticed, been enduring a terrific and terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a beating, and this is the perfect time to get out there, start repairing the damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn will be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder lawn soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with water-smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass. For lawns that don't require reseeding, feed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food, the iconic lawn fertilizer. You will find all the Scott's products you need for both your project and any of your projects at your local Lowe's store. Save 20% on both Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed and Scott's Starter Food for New Grass in 15-pound bags or larger. That's 20% on those Scott's products. For more information, go to Scott's.com, S-C-O-T-T-S, Scott's.com, Scott's Turf Builder.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Well, we're going to give you a great lawn before this break is over, because not only do I recommend some really great restoration products, but now here we have Norway Irrigation for your irrigation system. Bill Jensen at Norway Irrigation has been my friend 43 years, and I have watched him develop a company that has ultimate in care and attention to detail. One of the things that they will not do is compromise the quality of their installations. They want to make sure that you get only the best, and that's why they feature WeatherMatic irrigation equipment in all of their installations. Bill and his team are licensed turf irrigators, of course, and they also are experts in design. Nobody will design you a better sprinkler system than Norway Irrigation. Nobody can design you a system any more water efficient than Norway Irrigation. If you want a smart controller, and I strongly advise you to get one, they certainly can install that. Many cities now require them, and they have a long history of working to save water in North Texas. If you have a sprinkler system that needs a spring tune-up, and they all do, then you need to call Norway Irrigation, even if they did not install it. They have the most professional people to come out and check the system for you. Now, the website is norwayirrigation.com, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. All right, back to our phone lines, and we go to Lenny in Arlington. Lenny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil. Sorry about your challenging morning.
Oh, golly. Yeah. How can I help?
My husband calls the golf size holes in the lawn here and there mole holes, and I say they're dead ends, so they must be squirrel holes. Is there an identifiable difference?
Well, yeah, moles are definitely going to create a tunnel. You're in red soil or black soil?
Well, we're in southwest Arlington.
All right, and that's probably going to be the sandy clay loam soils, and I guess moles would be a possibility. I've never lived where moles live. I've always, all of my life, had clay soils, and so I don't have a lot of firsthand experience with moles, but they create tunnels. And I agree with you, squirrels and possums and armadillos will create straight down in holes. Armadillos will normally scratch around a good bit, so you'll know that they've been there. But I'll bet you just have an animal burying something. So I think squirrels.
That's what I'm thinking. I stuck my finger in the hole, and it seems they seem to go nowhere.
Yeah, that's just something digging. It probably is a squirrel.
Okay, well, thank you, Neil.
It doesn't sound like anything I'd worry about. Thank you, Meg, Lenny, very much for the call. I really appreciate it. All right, let's go to Maggie at Levon in Levon. Maggie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Right. Hey, I've been growing tomatoes in containers for years, and I've had a problem past few years anyway with the larger tomatoes with producing fruit. The pear or cherry tomatoes, no problem. They're prolific as heck. But the larger tomatoes, they will produce a few and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions as to the particular type of tomato or whatever.
They stay with the smaller types. What you're seeing has nothing to do with containers. It has to do with the varieties and a physiological thing that happens. Maggie, the problem for tomatoes is that large fruiting tomatoes in our area will not set fruit when the temperatures get to 90 degrees. They also do not set fruit when the temperatures are below 70 degrees overnight. And so if you think about how short a time period we're in that window, that's going to be a little bit of May, and then they quit setting fruit. So things like Big Boy and Beefsteak and the other really large ones and the Sorry Dog heirloom tomatoes, there are so many just lousy varieties in those big old heirlooms. They won't set fruit. You'll get two or three or four fruit, and then they quit. They'll flower.
Right. We tried heirlooms last year, and they didn't.
Oh, they're a disaster. I don't know what the big interest is. I know they taste good, but that's not for here. That's not for here in Texas. That's for Iowa, where the daytimes are not quite so hot. You need to stay, and I may leave one or two out. But, Maggie, starting with the smallest ones, you'd have Sweet 100 and then Red Cherry, Red Pear, Yellow Pear, then coming up in size a little bit to Porter, Improved Porter. You'd have Roma in there. Tycoon is a new variety that is very highly regarded. And is somewhat available, more so as luck would have it down in San Antonio. It has been pushed very hard by my buddy Dr. Jerry Parsons in San Antonio, and then on up to Celebrity. Those are probably your best ones, and if you'll go with those, you'll have the longest season of production.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I appreciate that very much. All right, let me see what time we have. All right, I think we're probably needing to get toward the newscast. I see Sharon in Plano, and I see David online from California. If you two will wait on me, you're going to be in the next segment. It'll be right after the news break, and we get several calls in that segment. The phone number, if you'd like to call, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The phone number, if you're trying to reach my magazine office to get one of the books ordered before they start shipping in about a week, they go to the bindery tonight at midnight, 800-752-GROW. You can call that until 10 this morning, 800-752-4769. Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. You can find that number at Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R, Encore.com. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Now, don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. It's amazing how often people do that, and every once in a while somebody gets hurt or even killed. You don't want to do that. If you're within 10 or 15 feet, you better call and ask questions at 888-313-6862. If you see a tree making contact with the power line, and if there is any kind of smoke or fire going on, then that's the time to call 911 and to clear out, get out of there. Before digging, always call 811 at least two business days before you start digging. Have underground cables located and marked at no charge. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. And by the way, when you're doing your spring tree selecting and planting, know before you grow. Know how tall and wide that tree will grow. Make sure you're a long distance away from the power lines. From Encore.com.
Hear it as it happens. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Does your swimming pool need a spring cleaning? Well, call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to do the job for you. Did your pool equipment suffer winter freeze damage? Does your pool motor sound funny? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. 972-288-7537. Does your pond water look murky and brown? Stop by Dixon Brothers for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products to make your pond sparklingly clean, your fish healthy and happy. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for everything aquatic. For 41 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority. That's 972-288-7537. Call for more information or directions. They're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of old historic downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Phone number one more time is 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24-7 newsroom and my friend Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Good morning, Neil. It's 8:31 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. Texas remembering its Vietnam veterans. The story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast. Sunny. It's going to be warm today with breezy conditions this afternoon. 78 for the high of the wind out of the south-southeast, gusting up to 25 miles an hour today. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and a little cool. 57 for the low, then cloudy and 81 tomorrow. Tuesday, cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm to the west of the Metroplex, 79 for the high. It is partly cloudy, 50 at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Dallas. An accident on Brockbank Drive at Valley Meadow. And we've got road construction, 635 LBJ Freeway westbound at I-35E, the Stemmons Freeway. All lanes of westbound 635 blocked until noon. Governor Rick Perry says a monument unveiled on the Texas Capitol grounds this weekend is an ongoing testament to the country's appreciation for the sacrifices of Vietnam War veterans. Perry helped dedicate the Vietnam Veterans Monument yesterday, marking the 41st anniversary of the last U.S. troops leaving South Vietnam. A two-year-old girl in southwest Dallas taken to Children's Medical Center after falling out of the second-story window of her apartment. Girl's grandmother, Rhonda Thomas, told News 8 that she and the girl's mother called 911 after they heard the thud.
She must have hit her eye because her eye was really swollen from the fall. But other than that, she's okay and she's in good spirits and she's on her way home.
A police report said the little girl required 4 stitches to her eye. And while the family says it was an accident, Child Protective Services is investigating. Well, police say it was a tumultuous time in Tucson after the University of Arizona basketball team's 1-point overtime loss in the NCAA tournament last night. Police say they shot pepper spray at several hundred fans who took to the streets and threw beer bottles and firecrackers at police. Again, the high today, 78 degrees. It's 50 degrees. From the Brightling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Hey, coming up Monday morning on the WBAP Morning News, Hal Chase back from vacation, full of stories. And we'll know who the 4 teams headed to North Texas for the Final Four this coming weekend will be. We'll get into that starting at 5 a.m. right here on News Talk 820 WBAP.
You're listening to WBAP. Congratulations. That means you know what's really going on. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
All right, Neil Sperry. Does that sound better, Lee? How's that sound? I think they got the wiring all hooked up. I am totally out of wind. Let me try my best to do an ad, and we will give it our best shot. This is going to be an ad for my buddies at North Haven Gardens, and they deserve the very best chance that I can give them for a good ad right now. North Haven has caladiums now. They have arrived. Still a little bit early to plant them, but my goodness, they have some beautiful ones. They invite you to come in early, store them in a cool, dry place until soil temperatures warm up a little bit. A good time to plant them is around Mother's Day. It says that right in my ad copy. Bless them for telling you that. You go into a lot of the big national stores, and they don't bother to tell you that. They'll be happy to sell them, but they won't tell you that. That's why you go to North Haven Gardens, to get the very best products and the plants and the very best advice as well. Get the best start on a productive produce garden with North Haven Gardens' raised vegetable bed installation service. They can deliver and install their 3x6 or 4x8 recycled redwood raised bed kits with soil. Get a rich and fertile head start on your home harvest. Visit nhg.com and search for raised beds for more information. It's time to get tomatoes into your vegetable garden. North Haven Gardens has a great selection of 4-inch and larger transplants. This is the weekend to plant them for the very best results.
24-7 News.
Every hour, every day.
Right now, on-time traffic.
24 hours a day.
The weather from people you trust. It's all right here. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
The old rule in radio is when the guy talking takes a breath, that means it's time for the next element in the program. I'm going to go ahead and take a deep breath because I was out of wind. That was my fault. I'm going to finish on North Haven. The Herb Fest is April 5th and 6th at North Haven Gardens. That's next weekend. Celebrate the versatility of herbs in your garden. Lee, you need to reload something because I'll have another one of those for you. With chef demonstrations and presentations on herbal folklore, edible flowers, larval host plant herbs, and designing with herbs in containers. That will be a great weekend. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. They are open 7 days a week. They're a legacy garden center since 1951. 7700 North Haven, one block west of Central. 214-363-5316, nhg.com.
Keep your car radio set to 820 AM. That way, whenever you're out and about, you'll know what's going on. News Talk, 820 AM.
WBAP.
You know, life works this way. It's just the way things go. And you get through, by golly. I am really grateful for all the effort that everybody has put in the last half hour to get this this broadcast up and running. There was some setting somewhere that was wrong. And God bless them. I'm so grateful. A lot of people are behind the scenes making things work well. Thank you. Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Do you need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees but can't reach the top with your sprayer? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide's annual tree and shrub insect control kills insects on tree and shrub from the inside out. One easy application kills most insects, including leaf miners and borers. Now, that is a great and easy way to put it on. It's imidacloprid. That's a wonderful systemic insecticide, and an early spring application prevents insect infestations for up to one full year. No spraying, no ladders, no mess. Just mix it as directed using a bucket or a watering can and pour it at the base of the tree or shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant. It won't wash off because it goes in through the roots. It's available in quart and gallon-sized containers and concentrates. That's Bonide, annual tree and shrub insect control. You can find it at Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas, at Northeast Texas Co-op in Canton, and Strong's Nursery in Carrollton. Visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. Bonide.com, Bonide's annual tree and shrub insect control. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right. Thank you very, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines. As promised, we go to Sharon in Plano. David in California, you're coming up next. Stay with me. Folks, you would be third if you were to call right now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Sharon, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I need to know, please, the fertilization schedule and the pre-emergent schedule. Just refresh my memory, please.
Okay, and what kind of grass do you have?
Oh, not St. Augustine yet. I can't think
Bermuda?
Of it. There you go.
All right, Bermuda, you fertilize with an all-nitrogen fertilizer about every 8 to 10 weeks starting in early April. So you're ready to start, and just essentially every 2 months. So it'd be early April, early June, early August, early October.
Okay.
Pre-emergents are applied the first week or two of March, and then 90 days later, so that's going to put you in the first week or two of June. And then the third treatment is for the winter weeds, actually the ones that you see out there right now. And that pre-emergent, of course, you put on before you see the weeds. You can't. These are pre-emergent.
Right.
And that one goes on the first week of September. The timing of these is just absolutely critical. So First couple weeks of March, first couple weeks of June, and then for the winter weeds, the first week of September.
Well, I missed March because I was in Kansas with my two new babies being born.
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, that's so, the best. Well,
I'll
wait till next year then. Just
I'll
wait till
next
year. I'll
have to deal with it this fall for the winter weeds. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks for calling.
You.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. Let's go to David in California. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Neil. Hey, have you got a Facebook page?
I do. About 25,000 people on it. It's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I just, moments ago, I went up on the roof and took a photograph of the skyline of San Francisco. I could shoot it over to your page if you had it.
All right. Yeah, that'd be great. I am doing press checks on a new book that I'm self-publishing, and I have not been able to spend as much time on my Facebook page as normal, but you'll see a lot of activity there.
All right.
I look forward to seeing that.
In the lower right, you'll see the Bay Bridge, and there are two skyscrapers right next to it. And you've probably heard about crazy real estate prices here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
These people bought the – there are two skyscrapers immediately next to the bridge in the lower right, and one was built about 10 years ago, and people were paying insane, you know, condo prices to have this view of the bridge. And all of a sudden, some guy right next door puts another one, blocks their entire view by building the second one in the lower right corner.
Yeah.
So it's
cracked
up how they got ripped off so fast.
Well, there's a lovely building in North Dallas that had the same fate, and it just broke my heart when I saw that happen. A big, beautiful building, and they put one 20 feet away. So, how can I help you with a gardening question?
Well, knowing that it's a drought year coming, I was just thinking it might be a great idea to create a whole bunch of jobs, not only, you know, high-skilled artistic crafts jobs, but as well just almost menial labor jobs in making trellises. I heard you talking about the tomatoes there and how they just can't stand the, you know, hot Texas sun. But if you had some trellises, would you be able to survive then?
I don't know how that would make any difference. It's still going to be hot.
Oh, okay. So it's the sheer heat, not the...
It's the heat. It's the average temperature of 98 degrees, 99 degrees for 90 days in late June, July, August, it gets.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because I was thinking, you know, I've lived out in Colorado, seen western Kansas and Nebraska and Wyoming and whatnot, and it would seem to me that they could almost make trellises that would be acres. You know, you could have like a circus pole.
Well, you don't have to go to that much trouble, though. The true fact is, if you're in an area that has a long growing season, you can make a cage for your tomato that is the height about chest high, out of concrete reinforcing wire. You cut a 50-inch length of that, 52-inch, and tie it to itself. It's going to give you about a 16 to 17-inch cylinder, and that is absolutely perfect. At the San Antonio Botanic Garden there, I looked at it this week with my friend Jerry Parsons, the retired vegetable specialist with A&M, and they have used frost cloth to wrap those cages completely, and they leave it on until the fruit begins to form and ripen even. It gives shade. It stops the damaging wind. It cuts down on evaporation a great deal. It helps a great deal. And you do that by using the wire cages. You wouldn't be able to do that on anything else, any other kind of support. But, David, that's what we – yeah, go ahead. If you have a question, I've got a full bank of phone calls behind you.
Well, I was just thinking, you know what adobe is. Is there some way you could make an adobe sort of greenhouse to get similar effect?
No. Not at these temperatures, no. And you got to have the sunlight anyway, so you're going to have trap the sun.
Well, if they were 15 feet below, say 15 feet below the level of the soil, so you were a little deeper.
No. You can't dig 15 feet deep in the soil, David. I'm going to have to run, but I appreciate it. It's an interesting thought, but it's hard enough to. That's why we don't have basements in North Texas. I appreciate the call. Call me back. I'd love to hear more, but I do need to keep moving. Let's go to, I think it's Evelyn. Yes, Evelyn in Plano. How may I help you, Evelyn?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing better.
Good. I have two large Diefenbachia plants in my home, and I would like to cut them down, and I want to know when is the proper time to cut them down, and how should I plant them in a new pot?
All right. It's going to be kind of an oddball answer, so work with me. This is the perfect time to cut them back to within just a couple of inches of the soil. You're going to have to kind of hold your nose and cover your eyes while you do it because it's going to hurt emotionally to do that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But if you do that and repot the mother plant, and you need to do that to all of the stems, not just to selective stems, because if you had five stems and you cut three of them back like that, the other two would just keep growing. So you cut mama back, and I'm going to help you now on the on what to do with the stalk that you have severed. You'll notice on it that where it's bare, where it's lost its bottom leaves, that there are buds, there are swollen nodules on the stem. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
All right, those will become new stems, and your goal, and you got to work with me on this as a visual kind of, I'm painting a picture for you. If you,
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I know. If you cut that stem into sections with a sharp knife or with pruning shears, preferably a knife,
okay.
so that each section is about an inch and a half or 2 inches long, and each section of the stem has one of those buds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what you want. Okay, so lay those out, let them dry for maybe 4 or 6 hours, something like that, on newspaper, not in the sun, just let them air dry.
Okay, uh-huh.
All right, then you're going to put them into pots, and I would suggest using probably 6 or 8 inch pots, and mm-hmm. maybe not putting more than one per pot. You fill the pot with really good potting soil, and you submerge those as if they were logs floating in the potting soil with the bud facing straight up. In other words, the stem turns 90 degrees. It goes horizontal down into the soil halfway. Part of it's above, part's below the soil line. And they will form roots. That stem tissue will eventually die away. The new growth will come right straight up out of that bud.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate that because I have a
I'm
friend
glad.
Who wants yeah. part of my Deffenbachia, so
well,
now I know what to do.
You'll have plenty. You'll have plenty. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take our last break for this hour, and then I'm going to kind of readjust how I have everything set up on the console here so I can see what I'm doing. Right now I want to give you once again the number to my magazine office. If you're trying to order my brand new book, I'm in San Antonio printing that book, and that number is 800-752-GROW. People will be there for another hour and 10 minutes. 1-800-752-4769. One of the joys that I have had in my years of broadcasting for the last 20-some years, in fact, one of the joys has been to have Arborological Services as an advertiser. These people are the finest, represent the finest in tree care, finest you'll find anywhere. Nobody does better work with trees. Now, they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff. It's an amazingly impressive staff. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the whole state of Texas. You think of all of the tree service companies in Texas, and these folks, Arborological Services, have two who were selected as the best for that year in the whole state. They do everything from complete tree maintenance, fertilizing, pruning, even to cabling and bracing, consultation, damage assessment, and appraisal. If you're building or remodeling or changing your landscape in any way and you want to make sure the trees are protected, this is the number. These are the people you call to get on task. 866-552-7267. They are strictly local, Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they have the toll-free number to make it easy from any area code. 866-552-7267, arborological.com, Arborological Services, Inc., on Facebook, and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Color your world with a visit to Shades of Green in Frisco. The nursery is absolutely bursting with the colors and textures of spring. Cool season annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, flowering shrubs, and trees are arriving daily, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. Check out their new arrivals of unique garden accents, beautiful pottery, and fountains for that perfect finishing touch. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful Chinese pistache, live oak, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. Need some planting ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Shades of Green in Frisco. For the right plant, right place.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
All right, let me tell you right now about Whiz Q Stone. Oh, I love telling you about these folks because, first of all, they're my friends. They've been my friends for many, many years. They used to be always in my All Texas, All Garden show when we had that. And I always look forward to seeing Mike and his son, Derek. Derek was a young lad when Mike started helping with our garden show. And Derek now is in there with his dad running the business at Whiz Q Stone, and ably so. Since 1983, they've been the experts in stone. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. They have flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They have pavestone. You name it, they have it. They also have a lot of classes on Saturdays. They'll have their spring lecture series. It's kind of a demonstration in their demonstration garden where they show you how to use their products for do-it-yourself projects. This is the most fun of gardening. If you've never built a retaining wall, they can show you how, and it really is fun. If you've never done a flagstone patio, there are some tricks and some shortcuts that will make it so much more successful for you. Whiz Q Stone, the best in the business, leaders in their industry, just leaders in being nice people. That's Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. On the web, it's Whiz, WHIZ-Q.com. Name for the Whiznan family. Whiz-Q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone. And we go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Larry in Dallas. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes.
Neil, did it get cold enough this winter to seriously affect St. Augustine grass?
I don't believe so. No, sir. There have been plenty of things that could have done damage to St. Augustine, mostly dry with the cold. I mean, the grass may have gotten very dry, but no, I think it'll be okay.
Okay, that's all I needed.
All right, appreciate your call. Yeah, we've had worse winters, and it has survived those, so I think we'll be fine. Let's go to Mary in Dallas. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Your Facebook pages on your printing, and that's very interesting.
Isn't that fun? I had no idea. I mean, I've been around books. I've had books before, but I've never been involved at this level, and I had no idea what goes behind the scenes, most especially in the bindery. That is an incredible process. We'll have some photos of that next week as the books all go over there. How can I help you?
I am wondering about replacing dwarf holly that's gotten too high. Okay. It's really not dwarf. It's about 10 feet tall.
What is it?
It's just a, I'm not sure what it is that was sold as a dwarf holly.
Wow. I have hollies everywhere. None of the ones, it may have been mislabeled because dwarfs normally, the biggest dwarf holly is Dwarf Burford, and I've never seen them get much more than 5 or 6 feet tall. With 40 or 50 years.
It will block the windows and that kind of thing.
Well, that's not very friendly.
No. Yeah. But anyway, I was wondering to take it out and what maybe to replace it with that would, you know, that either make sure that it is dwarf holly or some other kind of a plant maybe.
All right. Well, I'll leave the taking out to you. It's going to require some main strength and awkwardness in just extricating it. You're either going to have to dig it or pull it or have it ground out or something. As far as the best of the dwarf shrubs, I'll start with the lowest. And I'm talking about only true shrubs, not tall ground covers like liriope and aspidistra and things like that. I'm going to leave it to the woody shrubs. The smallest of the shrubs would be probably a harbor dwarf nandina and some of the others that are very, very similar to that. They'll get about knee high or a little taller. They almost look like a ground cover, though. And then you come up to dwarf yaupon holly. I have some that are 37 years old, and they are they may be a little higher than knee high. Just plain Carissa holly, same height. It may get to 32 inches, maybe 36 inches with extreme age. Dwarf Chinese holly is very prickly, and it will get about that same height, maybe to 3.5 or 4 feet. Dwarf Burford, it can easily be kept at 3 to 4 feet, but it will try to grow taller. Those are the best of the dwarf hollies. There are dwarf abelias, and compact Nandina is one of my favorite plants. I keep mine at probably 24 to 30 inches height by trimming it very significantly each January to reduce its height. I cut canes clear back to the ground. Those are probably some of the best.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You bet. Well, good luck with it, this is a good time to be looking into that. Thank you very much. Let me see what I have coming up. I think I can help Beverly in Colleyville. I only have a minute, Beverly, but let's give it a try. What do you have about Epsom salts?
Oh, well, I'm brand new on roses.
Uh-huh.
We've planted all of our roses last fall and a couple of specialty roses this spring.
And you're asking about using Epsom salts on them?
Yeah, I've been reading.
That's magnesium.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's magnesium. I'm in the interest of time. Here comes my music. I wanted to give you the answer, and then if you have more, we can go on. That's magnesium, and our soils in North Texas have ample magnesium. Plus, it's going to come in regular fertilizers that you would add as the trace element package. I don't know of any reason that you would need to add Epsom salts in North Texas.
That's all right. What I wanted to know.
Good deal. Well, thank you much, and if there's anything else, Lee can help you with that. Folks, we'll be right back after the news. Stay tuned.